Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Excuse me. Welcome back to the Shack. I'm your host, Wilbur, and I'm joined by
Daniel.
Daniel, he said. I think he got hit over the head this weekend, outside the Shack, but he's back. His batteries are still recharging and coming back to his full self.
Turkeys are scary.
Yep, turkeys are scary. Is that what you said? All right, yep. Turkeys are translating here. Turkeys are scary. You got to watch out for them outside the Shack, but that's what we raise them out here, you know, defend the property with turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there we go. Turkey and quail. Nothing better. Turkey and quail.
I'm getting rid of this whole batch of quail, too.
You're getting rid of them? What do you mean?
I don't like their attitude.
Hmm.
This is the single meanest batch I've ever had.
They're mean? Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
They're murdering each other.
Oh, they're mean to each other. Yeah. Not like you reach in for the eggs and they peck your hands?
No, they were biting me.
Oh.
Every time I try to feed them, I've never had a more...
Well, you know why, right? Because they were brutally traumatized by whatever cat or raccoon was ripping them out of their cage in the middle of the night.
They didn't seem to care about that.
Well, they probably have like...
But one of them is now blind. It's got the other quail.
Pecking its eyes out?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have to like put him in front of the food and put him in front of the water.
No, that's so awful. Yeah, you should probably get rid of him.
Yeah. So this batch is going to a guy that has, he needs them for a skunk.
What do you mean?
They have a pet skunk.
Oh, he's going to feed them?
Well, that they eat the eggs.
Oh, okay.
So he wanted a batch of them and I warned him that these ones are nuts. So I found an article that I found interesting. It's not a very big article, but we're going to talk about Jack the Ripper.
Ooh, I know a few songs with Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
One's called Jack the Knife. Forget who sings it.
I don't know. I've never been a huge true crime person.
Mm-hmm.
But Jack the Ripper is one that's always fascinated me because I've listened to several podcasts on like series of the killings and who it could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know how podcasts, TV, and all of it does. Like they kind of portray it for what they believe, right?
Right. Yeah.
Which is fine because I don't know. There was.
You gotta tell a story, you know?
Yeah, so this is the royal conspiracy side of it. Now, I don't know how much stock I put into this one. I kind of always thought it was, there was a fella, I can't remember his name. He wasn't very bright, everybody said, but he was a butcher's assistant. Everybody assumed it was a doctor with how the slashings were.
Okay.
And he was a butcher, which also would have a lot of anatomy.
Precision.
Yeah. Yeah. Know how to break apart anatomy.
Yeah.
Because they're like, it has to be a doctor because of how they break apart anatomy. It has to be somebody that's educated in that. A butcher is very educated in that also.
Right, yeah.
But his girlfriend was being a prostitute. And there was a lot of stories that he was trying to scare her out of being a prostitute. Because like every girl, like she was the tying factor. Like, a lot of times it was girls that she were friends with or she was talking to would get murdered that night and stuff like that. So it seemed like she was the string, and she never got assaulted or anything like that.
Right.
So there was just a thought that it was...
His girlfriend. Yeah, she was definitely his girlfriend. Definitely just committed to him.
No, but you know, during that day, that was a job.
No, I know. Yeah. I get it. But what if he was just removing her competition? More sales.
There you go.
You know, easiest way to get more sales is just remove the other competitors. That's what like Bill Gates does. And just following that, the UK prostitute rule, Jack the Ripper, Bill Gates. He's such a loser. He is just a poor example of a human being, a male.
What's the clip? Man tits?
Yeah, he's got
They man. Kept thinking you were saying mantis.
Mantis. No, yeah. Man tits. Bill there, Gates sorry, boobs.
I'm a little sick.
And Bill Gates has little boobies that he just seemed to, you know, with all of his great health products and, you know, trying to solve global health, he can't solve the problem of his man boobs that just flop around in his skinny. He's like the skinniest fat guy I've ever seen, you know?
I know one.
A skinny fat guy?
Yeah, they're weird.
Yeah, they're aliens.
I'm just a fat guy.
That's different. Yeah. That's normal. Bill Gates is like a, see, like you have muscle mass under there. That's why it's like bulky, you know? You got mass. It's good structure. It's good foundation. His is like a, I don't know, it's like a,
like an insect trying to hide.
Right, suit. Trying to hide, yeah, with that adds like this bulbous.
Back to Jack the
gelatinous
Ripper. Goop article around. Written by Stephanie King, or Stephanie Knight, I'm sorry. In the letter, or in the later part of 1888, a deadly figure roamed the shadowy and foggy back streets of Whitechapel, London, at night. He violently slaughtered prostitutes, provoking terror throughout the entire capital. That quickly became, and still remains to this day, the world's most notorious serial killer. Everybody knows Jack the Ripper's name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been episodes on the Cryptsicore Network from like H.H. Holmes and some other serial killers, but Jack the Ripper is the name.
Right, that's the big...
Yeah.
Everyone knows that name.
Yeah. He was, in case you haven't guessed, Jack the Ripper. But when he makes what makes the Ripper so infamous for more than a century after these terrible crimes were committed... his identity still remains a mystery. Probably because he was King Charles' father.
That's what they're saying? Or no, you we'll add that? There.
I added that.
Okay.
And everybody loves a mystery. So who might Jack the Ripper be? Theories are almost endless. Indeed, 30 potential suspects have been suggested. 30 potential credible subjects or suspects.
Are suspected?
Yeah.
That's quite the range. It's not really narrowing it down there.
No, but I mean, because it was hard. Everything from, there was a couple surgeons, several doctors, a poet, and even a midwife.
Ooh, okay.
And by this, we mean like whether it was know-how, right place, right time, those kind of things to make them a credible suspect.
Okay.
There are theories out there from like people coming in from like there was a guy that was like a Scottish crazy guy from Scotland. You know, I think several hundred miles away
okay.
from downtown England or London. And they blamed him for it because he didn't like women.
Gotcha. Well, that's one guy off the list.
Without a doubt, the most controversial theory, though, is exactly that Jack the Ripper may have been a member of the British royal family.
Now, I'm on board for this one. I don't know any of the ties or the connections, but... British royal family, ritualistically murdering people. Yeah, I'm all on board for this one.
I don't know if I'd say, have you ever looked into how we did the bodies and everything like that?
Mm-mm-mm.
I wouldn't say ritualistically.
Okay, just murdering people. There you go, just murdering people.
And it was definitely, I don't know, it's hard to explain because it wasn't like a ritual, but it may be a ritual for himself.
Right, maybe the killing itself, maybe not the process of how, but just the fact of murder.
Because some of the bodies were... this manner, like a med student would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like taking out the organs, putting them in piles, and like to study. Hmm. Like a fascination.
Yeah. Or maybe it was one of the early cases of like the autism or something. Maybe he wasn't even nefarious. Okay. He just wanted to see their parts.
Save that. I don't think it was autism.
Okay. Well, I don't know what you call it.
We'll talk about the royal family's bloodline and how thin that pool got. Really fast.
Shallow. That gene pool is. Yeah,
puddle. Gene puddle.
Yeah. They don't even need, no longer need arm floaties for that gene puddle.
So I think there may be something to a crazy uncle that was eating cats alive.
I would believe it.
No, he was.
And yeah.
So let's talk about Prince Albert Victor.
Okay.
The Duke of Clarence. He is, so this is the main suspect as far as the royal family culprits.
Mm-hmm.
Claim that has no basis in facts, says a lot of people. The theory refers to the 1960s, specifically a page from a book of a French author, Philippe Julien, and Edwards and Edwardsons. In the 1967 language version of the book, Julien wrote, before he died, poor Clarence gave a great anxiety to his family. He was quite characterless and would soon have fallen prey to some intriguing or a group of ruse, and his regiment was full. They indulged in every form of debauchery, and on one occasion, the police discovered the Duke in his mansion de Route, and practically, I hate the French, I hate the writing, partially enveloped nature during a raid. The young man's evil ruptured soon spread. The rumor gained ground as the Jack the Ripper. So I'll water that down for you. Is he was saying that during the rippings, like, so Clarence, or the Duke of Clarence, which was Prince Albert Victor. Like, so if you hear me say Clarence, that's who we're talking about.
Okay. He's a royal.
Yes.
Okay.
He's the Duke of Clarence, Prince Albert. But they call him Clarence and all this stuff.
Because of...
He's the Duke of Clarence.
Of Clarence, yes. Okay.
So he was saying that he kind of fell into a bad crowd already of people already doing debaucherous behaviors.
Outside of the royal family?
Royals, which is not the royal family. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's the straight bloodline of the royal family.
Okay.
Like dukes and other things, like higher level people in government at
right.
the time.
Right. Doing nefarious things, like...
But he, as far as even that group, he fell into a bad group of them.
So the worst of the worst, yeah. basically.
That a cop had caught him coming back from one of his nighttime raids of murdering women. Covered in blood and viscera and stuff like that, and let him go
because
he was the Duke of Clarence.
Right, yeah.
Which, for that cop, is probably the best thing he could have probably done, because...
I guess so, yes. You know how people... Rules for thee and not for me, people who rule over you. So anyone that does not abide by a law that you get in trouble for, those people are ruling over you. Just remember that. People in our government right now, representatives...
Additional rumors suggest that Albert caught syphilis from a London prostitute, and in this deranged state of mind caused by the increasing effects of his condition, which kind of rots your brain away,
yeah,
roamed Whitechapel, the district of London, in search of the prostitute upon he could take his revenge and rage out on.
What a loser.
For that statement I just made, mm-hmm. for like 6 of the 30 suspects,
mm-hmm.
is the same story.
Same motivation.
Yes.
It's like,
that he got sick from a prostitute and yes. is taking the rage out. Which happened to several American serial killers a century later.
Oh, gotcha. So,
that is a common thing.
Like the syphilis drove them crazy, or they wanted revenge?
They wanted revenge.
So,
a lot of these people you don't become a serial killer. You are born, in my opinion, this is heavily opinion based.
Okay.
You are born with several mental defects that can lead you down that path if you don't get proper care. And stuff.
You don't think your environment and upbringing can,
they can
develop
shape
those
yes.
things?
Okay. But I don't think you can beat somebody into becoming a serial killer.
Okay.
I think you can probably beat somebody into becoming a rapist, into becoming a wife beater and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But to prey upon your own species in that way, not a killer, a serial killer is very different.
Right, yeah. That's true.
To become that kind of predator, I think you have to be born with a defect
mm-hmm.
that can then allow nature and nurture.
Right.
To shape you into something.
Yeah.
So, like, most serial killers, there's signs leading up to it.
What, you mean like burying cats up to their heads and run them over with
lawnmowers, yes.
and then recording it with an audio device and then bringing said audio device to school and to show off your friends?
Yes.
That happened to my mom.
We've
told
talked
me
about
that
on several episodes before.
That's crazy. That's probably back in the 70s.
Yeah. So, but getting into the syphilis, it's just mental break. Where it kind of is like a lot of them are what it's not. I always mess up these words. Sociopath.
Okay.
Which not all sociopaths are killers.
Right. Right.
99% of them are not.
Wait.
99% of the sociopaths are not killers.
But
almost every high level CEO.
Yeah.
They're sociopaths.
Absolutely.
Because they do really well in those fields.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a high level of self.
worth.
Like, yeah, main character syndrome, right?
Yeah.
Where everybody else is an NPC in their world.
Right, yeah.
Which is like this mental defect. It's a mental thing that is they're born with.
Well, I mean, no, I think we all kind of have that, but...
No, there's a true sociopath is born with a level... It is crazy.
Oh, just beyond what's normal. Because, yeah. Like, everyone should have, like, self-worth.
No, self-worth is it's different.
Different.
It's a level of stuff to where everybody else in this world is
beneath
just for you.
Oh, okay, so that's whole other level, yeah. That's
not... everything you see is just yours.
Right, yeah.
All these people are here just for you to for your entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said... That's how, like, CEOs, these massive billionaires can get to that level.
Oh, yeah.
It's because they're born without that part.
Right, yeah. That's the people that are at the tops, or the people that are actually controlling our government.
We'll have to crush, like, they're fine crushing everybody, because it's not, to them, it's not real.
No, no.
You know what I mean?
We're just, what's the word? We're cattle.
Well, with a lot of, the sociopaths that talk about it, like, there's a couple that have came out and kind of explained what's going on inside their head.
Right.
It's very different.
Okay, I understand.
So when you get syphilis, like it's like as if, like you said, cattle or somebody is striking back at you, somebody of a way lower station. So it drives a lot of these guys absolutely nuts.
Mm-hmm. That's just,
and they're also prone to rage.
It's just the guys that are like, dang it, I went and put my wiener in this girl that everyone's putting wieners in, and I got syphilis. That jerk.
That dirty harlot.
Yeah, why would she do that to me?
Almost said.
I must go murder.
I must always say my drunk word.
Yeah. You haven't had enough. That's just coffee in that cup. Yeah. I don't know. That's funny. Not funny, but like ridiculous. I need to seek revenge because I went out and sought out a woman.
But they're not. They're human. But keep in mind, you're like, they're alien. Their thoughts are alien. We're talking about actual sociopaths.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
Like the brain, how their brains function.
True.
They might as well be aliens.
Yeah.
So trying to, I've only heard a couple interviews. Like there was one lady that had gotten, like she was a sociopath and she pretended to be normal. She pretended she had normal emotions. She pretended,
mm-hmm.
And it was, see her switch and talk to her in the interview.
Oh, she like, so like the true self came
out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was insane. It was like being around a shark, like in the water. Like you just feel... Like you're around a predator.
Yeah. Something's off.
Like there's just something in your body. Like that's, there's
danger, danger, nightmare.
That lady would never do anything, I'm sure. But you know, but there's something, the primitive part of your brain is like, don't go near that person. That's not, there's something not right with them.
Don't marry that lady.
So the prince was suggested to be Jack. That hasn't stopped the theory from thriving. So variations of the theory of the Duke of Clarence was Jack the Ripper. That he was not the killer. So there are variations of that. But he was connected to the killer. Albert, in the roundabout fashion, the Duke theorist suggests that secretly married a woman who was Catholic. So at the time, you couldn't marry, like the royals were against the Catholic Church.
Ah, okay.
So this was too much for Queen Victoria, she had a dark plan was put into place. Sir William Whiteley Gall, the first Baron of Brook Street, there's so many fancy names, was noted physician and Freemason, took the grim task of killing the friends of the young woman in question who knew of the secret marriage.
Okay.
So the prince had married a prostitute that was a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
The queen wasn't mad about the prostitute. She was mad about the Catholic. So anybody that knew about the secret marriage... She had one the Belmont go and start killing all these women that knew about the secret marriage.
Nice. What are the royals, if they're not Catholic, what are they?
They may be Catholic now. This is at the time right after, like, what was it, King?
What were they then? Just
they were Catholic for a long time. Then the king wanted, one king wanted too many divorces.
I thought that's where Catholicism came from.
The royal family?
Well, it was just somebody wanting, they wanted to divorce, but it weren't allowed, like, according to Christianity, so they created.
No, that was a fight with the Catholic Church.
Okay.
Because for the royal to get divorced, the Pope, I believe it was the Pope, had to bless it.
Mm.
And this king, I can't remember which king, it was one of the Henrys, I'm sure, because there's like 50 of them.
Right.
Just pick one of them. It was like on his third or fourth wife, and he just like, the Pope was like, no, not again. So he's like, fine. I'll start my own religion, and we'll have gambling and, or we'll have hookers and blackjack.
Still going on today.
And then they went back to being Catholic at some point.
Oh, okay.
So where was I? So the woman in question, secret marriage. Gaul then, trying to protect the royals from the scandal, was a man behind the Ripper legend. And to ensure that the killings were not traceable back to the highest levels of the British royal family, the legend of the serial killer, Jack the Ripper, was created as a convenient cover. So this theory is that Clarence had married a prostitute in the secret wedding.
Okay.
The queen could not stand it, so she had one of her higher-ups go and kill everybody that knew about it. And some people even say he probably even killed some extra women.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of throw the trail off so they weren't fully all connected with this lady.
Okay.
And to cover it up.
Right.
So that he could have his secret marriage and that the royal family wouldn't lose face.
Right.
Then they stoked the papers to fire up this Jack the Ripper serial killer legend.
Oh, to cover it up.
To put it on a poor person.
Right, yeah. Of course they would do that. Of course the royals would do that.
So those are the two theories with the royal family so far.
Hmm. So, I mean, throughout, I mean, history and up to modern times has, like, people within the, you know, the government, like the tops, do they ever put out, like, misinformation throughout news media?
It's never happened.
To throw you off the trail of what's really going on?
That's never happened once.
Never? Not even, like...
Not ever.
Not even, like, right now, today, with, you know, the war in Ukraine, the war in Israel, anything that drains your wallet or your money or that demands more taxes of you.
Stop it.
They wouldn't lie about that, would they? Or the Nord Stream pipeline, you know, that being blown up. The biggest release of CO2, whatever gases, or greenhouse gases into the atmosphere in history. We did that, but turns out, you know, remember that stuff's supposed to be bad and scary, but we did that.
Only Wilbur.
And then
take Jack the Ripper to CO2 gas.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's the Nord Stream pipeline.
It's just like it's all fake and made up, like misinformation just to control your life. Ain't that weird? They would. No one would ever do that to us, would they? No one would actually... do that, like put chemicals in your food and make you sick and then give you medicine that treats those problems but doesn't actually treat the actual root cause of any problem. It's just a perpetual cycle to drain your wallet and your health.
As early as the 1890s, American newspapers were reporting on the rumor that Jack was actually a prominent figure in the London medicine. No, or one who, according to a man's wife, had displayed violent characteristics at the height of the killings.
Okay.
Supposedly, the story got back to the man's co-workers. This quickly visited the family home and found a number of undisclosed items, strongly suggesting the man was indeed Jack the Ripper. He was reportedly hospitalized for his own good and died soon after. Perhaps of some significance, Gaul died in 1890 as well.
Hmm.
Just 2 years after the Ripper murders took place.
Mm-hmm.
So Gaul was the guy that they thought the royal family had got to do these killings.
Right.
In that one theory. The other guy was a prominent doctor that is not named, that is probably a royal cousin.
What if Gaul got the doctor?
So this doctor, this unnamed doctor,
mm-hmm.
is related to the royals also.
Yeah.
So it's still, even if he's doing the killings,
right,
it's still bad on the royals.
Right. I'm just saying, what if that's like, okay, I need someone to do this.
Yeah, it could have been helping Gaul.
Cousin, the doctor. Hey, you're inbred, like me. Let's kill some people.
I'll wait till
we're inbred of royals.
We'll talk about inbreds.
All right, good.
In the 1970s, the late English physician Thomas Edmund Alexander Stowell stated that Gaul was not the Ripper, but the killer's doctor. Although Stonewall did not come straight to the point to name Jack, his words and descriptions of the man were clear that he's talking about the Duke of Clarence.
Hmm.
So he's coming back that saying it was the Duke of Clarence. 6 years later, in 1976, the Gaul theory was advanced at length at the page of Stephanie King's book, Jack the Ripper, the Final Solution. Stephanie Knight's. I don't know why I keep doing that. Knight's book was praised at the time, but the story told... of Gaul, of a huge Masonic conspiracy and a terrible murderers of the link to the British monarchy, has since been overwhelmingly denounced. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Leading figures of Jack the Ripper and research community. John Hamill, a Freemason United Grand Lodge of England, said, the Stephen Knight's thesis based upon the claims that the main protagonist, the Prime Minister Lord Salisbury, Sir Charles Warren, Sir James Anderson, and Sir William Gall of the were all high-ranking Freemasons, Knight knew his claims to be false. For in 1973, I received a phone call from him in the library in which he asked me to confirm their membership. After a lengthy search, I informed him that Sir Charles Warren had been a Freemason. Regrettably, he had chose to ignore the answer as it had ruined his story. So what he's saying is only one of like the six guys he named was actually a Mason.
Yeah. But what's that even have to do with it at all?
That's what I'm agreeing. Like, Gaul was related to the royals.
Right.
Directly. Like, right. Not by blood, but as in, like, by, what are you, moniker. You know what I mean? Like, he was put to a place of power.
Oh, he was anointed by the royals. So he probably joined in on all their evil things. And they're like, yeah, now you're one of us.
One of us. One of my chair did the thing.
What?
Where I sink like a foot during this
episode. Oh, your chair just this one did it too.
I'm just like, oh, you're taller than me and it's rare.
Hey, come on now. Wilbur's very tall. Remember that. You ever see that video of the royals where someone's filming in front of it and out of the top window like a sheet comes out, you know, like the typical from a cartoon, like someone trying to escape. And this naked little boy jumps out of the window and, like, tries climbing down, just falls.
I kind of remember that.
And people are just like, huh? Like, haha, what was that? That was weird. No explanation ever came of that.
So let's explain why they're all inbred monsters.
Yeah, let's do it.
So basically, how royals worked in Europe for a long time, and I'm going to water it down for everybody, so... anybody's an expert, don't bite my head off, is that pretty much all of Europe's monarchs were like three or four core families that were constantly trading back and forth to maintain power.
Right.
So whether you were in like Russia, Prussia, France, England, Scandinavia, like all of these kings and queens or dukes or, you know, whatever. And they're like, well, the princess of France became the queen of Russia.
Right.
Because it's all one family.
Right, yep.
It's all one family.
One big club.
They did it for several hundred years, half a thousand years, you know, whatever.
So they're just, banging their cousins for thousands of years just to...
No, sometimes it was siblings.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
Siblings.
It's about as nice as I could be.
I'm trying to remember. There was one time it was a mother and son.
I'd believe it.
So after that, you're going to have
problems.
Some that come out fairly normal as far as what to expect. They all look like monsters for a reason. And then you have what could be mentally disturbed individuals from inbreeding that are basically vicious beasts that are still royals.
To them, it's like they're still above.
Yeah, they're still
normal people, you know.
So when Uncle Ted, who has several brain lesions from being inbred 100 times, goes out and kills a hooker.
Yeah.
Well, the cops just know it's Uncle Ted of the royal family and has to turn the other way.
Right. Yeah. Of course. Because people that are in that club or in that inbred. Backwards family that just like to rule over and control people because that's just how they choose to, you know, their family existence is to just control over other human beings that they feel superior to, even though, you know, if you really break it down, they're probably very inferior because of their, you know, inbreeding tendencies and just backwards ways of life.
I think the same thing happened with some of the pharaohs of Egypt.
Yeah, what's his name?
Tutankhamun.
King Tut was like really deformed.
Tutankhamun.
Oh, same guy.
Yeah, King Tut. I think it's Tutankhamun because they had the little cartoon on Discovery Kids about him.
Okay.
Tutankhamun. I think is how you say his name.
I thought that was the guy from The Mummy. But you ever heard of
He had a big bulbous head, and his one leg was longer than the other.
Yep.
And he had his hip girdle was broken.
Oh, yeah, it was all twisted and weird. Yeah. And he had like that big pot belly, but like really skinny, like Bill Gates body.
But they way worse. They turned it up.
About the same.
To say the reason is why they started looking like that, the Egyptian emperor, or whatever they call the pharaohs, was because they were housing a god. Because they viewed all of them as one of the gods in skin, and the skin couldn't hold it.
Oh, that's what it was. Have you ever seen the painting of like Charles II?
Which, I mean, the blood one?
With no blood?
What?
That guy?
Oh, yeah. So that's an inbred thing. What is that? 100%
inbred thing. I'm not sure what it's called, but gosh, I'm going to look him up now. And
it's not mush mouth.
Oh, it was so much worse than that. It was so much worse than that. They said when they did his autopsy, he had like no blood in his body.
Like a lobster.
Like it was weird. Yeah. I'm trying to find it right now, but gosh, yeah. A strange fellow, but okay, here we go. The autopsy records his heart was the size of a peppercorn.
Okay.
His lungs corroded.
His heart was not the size of a peppercorn.
His intestines rotten and gangrenous. I can't even say that word. He had a single testicle, black as coal, and his head was full of water. This is your royals we're talking about. This is your royal family that people like worship and like allow them to run not just countries, but like many territories. These people, they're inbred monsters. They're not even human beings at this point. And they treat us like they treat every normal human beings, good people, a good, hardworking, God loving, God fearing. People, stewardess of the earth. They treat us like we're beneath rats.
So I don't know. His heart was not the size of a peppercorn.
Yeah.
You know how big a peppercorn is?
Tiny. Oh, I know. I've seen him in the little grinders.
I'm going to assume that was an analogy.
Either that or he's just...
I believe he probably did have a small heart.
Probably, yeah. Either way, he's pretty inbred. Very, very inbred. Inbred. What was I looking up?
Did you find what that was called, though, with...
King Tut?
No, where their jaws start, like, sinking in on themselves.
Oh, gosh. Let's just call it mush mouth, because...
It's not mush mouth, but...
Is that when you have no teeth?
No, I don't know. I've seen mush mouth. I don't know what causes it.
Okay. It's saying he may have a combined pituitary hormone deficiency and distal renal tubular acidosis, while others suggest that, oh, gosh, aspartoglucosaminuria may have been the cause of this instance, which that is a disease that is characterized by a decline in mental functioning, which that makes sense, accompanied by an increase in skin, bone, and joint tissues. Royals.
I think the queen's still alive.
Have you seen King Charles? No, he's dead now too, ain't he? No, not yet. Then what they did that weird portrait painting of him, didn't they?
No, he just finally took over.
Did he die yet though, or no?
No, he's not dead.
Okay, he just looks like he's on death.
He's not dead, right?
I don't think so. I don't know.
The British government's gonna come kill me for what I'm typing out on the iPad.
I don't care. They don't rule us.
Royal family murdering people.
They don't rule us. They don't rule human beings. They should need to all pushed into the ocean.
King.
Royals.
Charles.
Royals. I can't believe it.
The third, King Charles III.
I can't believe to this point.
He's 75 years old.
Oh, he looks like he's 175. He looks gross. Well, it's because
he just looks like somebody stole a grandpa out of a nursing home.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I can't stand the royals or anyone that, you know, claims their royalty or should be worshipped or treated or just being better than you. Like, I can't believe there's so much more of us than there are of them, people.
His wife always looks like she's being held captive.
Because she is. Well, that's the one that he cheated on Princess Diana with, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But she actually came from... Either, I think, noble blood. The one he's married to now.
Oh, wow.
Because Princess Di wasn't, right?
Right, yeah.
That's why the queen had her murdered.
Probably.
Just like Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, she would have probably hired him to do it if it was back then.
Goals, yeah. I need you to kill Princess Di.
That's when you know they're just a good family and group of people, when they just need to murder people that just may not fit in. Yeah, let's just murder them.
What's the one that just married the actress?
Harry.
What's the actress name?
Megan.
Megan.
Markle. I don't know. I don't care for either of them. I don't care for anyone in the royal family. I just don't care. I don't care about them. That means nothing to me. Have they helped me in my life? Have they been a part of my life? No, I don't care about you.
They've only made it worse.
That's right. And then, I don't know.
Oh, but King Charles III, he's a patron of 800 charities.
That go where?
Don't ask questions.
Yeah, exactly. Charities for nothing. Like, that's... how many children probably did he just peel the skin off of and eat while they were still alive?
Whoa. No, that's slander.
How many young men did he have
that were underage? In the military. That were
in his bedroom at quarters at night? I can't imagine. How many times did he go to Jeffrey Epstein's Island, I would like to know?
He served in the army in Australia.
Wow. What do you think he did? You think he
probably at poor people in Australia.
And probably shot poor people. He probably just went there to hunt poor people. I don't know. These royals, that, like I said, we just need to burn the system down.
Nobles were still hunting in the Sahara, the actual pygmy people in the Sahara.
Right, yeah.
In the 1920s.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they have one in a zoo?
Yeah, no, they used to have them. They used to have people zoos, and that just closed down in the, like, 1910s.
That's crazy. There's your royals for you.
Or they used to go take a man and woman of each different type of people, as they would call it. Or savage. It was a savage zoo.
And the thing is, that's how they think.
You're living your amazing life in, like,
free.
The actual, like, I love the mud huts of Africa.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
You're living that amazing life in that, and there's just this weird... this weird-looking, snaggle-tooth white guy come over the hill.
With his pot belly. And
you're like, huh. Well, let's see what he wants. And they throw a net over you.
But it's not just him. He's got to have, like, 40 handlers. Well, no, there's
5,000 people with guns.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Have you never seen a gun before? And they pointed out a cow, and the cow's head just explodes?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're wizards.
Yeah, exactly. Basically.
I mean, it is. I mean, if your culture has never developed guns,
mm-hmm.
and you see somebody take, essentially, a metal stick...
Mm-hmm.
and pointed at an animal, and a big chunk of the animal blows off.
That's magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something I would want to say.
Not saying anybody's dumb. Just if your culture hasn't developed that.
Yeah.
That, and you're seeing that for the first time.
Right, yeah.
That is terrifying.
Right.
And then, like, get in the bag. And then you get in the bag.
Get in the bag. Oops.
All day.
I'm sorry. Twice.
Oh, Prince Harry is the Duke of Sussex.
So, wait, let's get back to... is that it for Jack the Ripper and the royal connection?
Kinda, because, the lady that was researching it died in a car accident.
No, come on. Yeah, Stephanie Knight or King, which one? Knight.
Knight's a real name. I know. King is because Stephen Dyslexic. King. Stephen King. It's shaped exactly the same.
And it's got almost all... It's got all this King's letters in it. Well, it's got both of them. It's got Stephen and King in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
Stephanie Knight. No, I mean, yeah, we just keep talking about the royal family.
Well, what about Flavors of the Forest? You want to talk about that for a second?
Oh, gosh. I mean, give me a second. You talk.
All right. Well, sometimes when I'm thinking about the royals and I just get hungry, I'm thinking about their gross inbred history of a family. I think of taking a break from doing all that and get me a bite to eat. Hey, Daniel. Are you hungry? Think we can get a pizza or something delivered? Yeah?
Sorry, I'm snorting some garlic dust.
Well, garlic dust? That'll wake you up in the morning. What kind of garlic dust?
Flavors of the Forest. Bigfoot breath.
Well, why the heck are you snorting that? Is there something in it? What's the secret ingredients? Why does it taste so good?
Love.
Is it love or is it heroin. Adrenochrome? Or is it heroin? Give me that bottle. Let me see the ingredients. What? Only raw garlic and pink salt? Wait, to be more specific, 97% raw garlic and pink Himalayan salt, 3%. That's it?
I thought it was made of snow.
It looks like it. It's as white as snow. These are small batch and seasonings that you, where you can enjoy the health benefits of flavors of the forest raw garlic.
Where could you possibly get this magical powder?
You can get it on flavorsforest.com/corn. That's flavorsforest.com/corn. If you want to put garlic on any of your food and make it just taste 100 times better, this is the product for you. This is better than any garlic powder on the market. It's more powerful than garlic powder. This is garlic dust and it's Bigfoot breath. It'll give you that garlic flavor that you need to make your food elite. You need to make your food. The people, when they eat it, they'll be like, this is some conspiracy why this tastes so good. But it's not a conspiracy. The secret is flavors of the forest. Bigfoot breath. Get you some.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know about you, but I'm hungry.
You know, the royals can't eat garlic.
No, because most of them are vampires.
No, you know, joke. You've seen that with Dracula, right?
What?
That they are related. The royal family is related to Dracula.
Yeah, Vlad the Impaler.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew that.
So they are.
You know who else? I was looking this up during that ad. You know who else is related to the royals?
Wait, before you say that, I have a Vlad the Impaler joke.
Oh, yeah, good to hear it.
Do you know how excited he would be about marshmallows?
Huh?
Because that's what he did. He would put people on sticks and then light them on fire.
Oh, okay.
So now we have a food that you do that with.
Yeah.
Just imagine him just, stabs it like, okay, puts it. I effing love these things.
He's like, I know exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, see, this is how you make a s'more. He's no, stop there. I know. It's just in my blood.
Keep burning marshmallows in the fire till they fall off. Another one.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Do you know who's related to Queen Elizabeth II?
Huh.
Bill Gates.
No.
19th cousin.
Okay, well, aren't we all like 19th cousins?
But ain't it funny? He's part of the bloodline?
Let me look that up.
I'm looking it up
right
now.
Not that. No. I'm just saying all of humanity. I think it's like 32nd cousins or whatever. You're 32 times removed from everybody.
I don't think I'm related to the royals at all. I don't want any of their blood flowing through me.
How many times removed is the whole human race?
Well, you know what? We got mitochondrial Jane. Is that what it's called? Mitochondrial Jane.
What the heck are you talking about?
Like where our species bottlenecked, and there's like I think it's mitochondrial Jane. But I don't know. Let me look it up.
It looks like 32 or 33.
Mitochondrial Eve. That's what it is. Not Jane. I don't know where Jane came from. Maybe that was the name they gave her. Okay, what'd you say?
33.
Well, 19th, that's a lot closer than 33. 33? No, come on. That's fake. That's a Mason number. That's a lie right there.
I'm reading it. I mean,
they're deceiving.
I'm not lying.
No, I know you're not, but they're lying about what they're saying. That's a deceiving article. 33 is a moniker number. That's just it's the secret society. When they throw
out like,
when they throw out the number 33, it's a nod to them.
Oh, because it's when our ancestors lost 99% of the population in some unknown event.
So there's the bottom. There's mitochondrial Eve. That's what they call her. Yeah.
Or that was just when Adam and Eve were made, and there was no generations before
that. Yeah, or that too. Yeah. So however you want to split it, or I don't know.
So this one, it all looks like either it's between 33, one of them says 76 times removed the whole planet. Like you can go back 76 times and then you'll have a common ancestor with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Back to the Royals.
Problem with the Royals, it's like that common ancestor is usually about 2 seconds, 2 feet
You
removed.
Still know your common ancestor.
Oh, yeah. You're shaking hands with them.
Yeah. No.
Probably change their diapers.
So I don't get now. I know, like, so they have publicly what they say with the royal family is they have a stipend.
Okay.
So, like, they still, they pay them to be figureheads, right?
Okay.
Which is, it's an outrageous amount of money. They
right.
They pay the royals to just exist according to how, but it's Parliament now that does everything, is how they publicly say it works.
Okay, that's what I was going to say, yeah. Does not mean, if that's what they're publicly saying, you know that's not how it actually works.
What's, do you ever seen the puppet show, the political puppets?
I don't think so.
It's really goofy, like they all look like monsters.
Yeah.
But they have with Queen Elizabeth and Boris and stuff like that, where they're all terrified of the queen.
Okay.
And they have to, every time they do a vote in Parliament, they have to go and talk to her.
Yeah.
And then she just yells at them about them being poor monsters.
Yeah.
It just is funny.
That's I guarantee you it's more reality-based than we realize. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
How much does the royal family get paid a year? What's your guess?
I don't know how euros or whatever they do anymore, pounds or how many quid, what, trillion, millions?
Yeah, it's no, it's tens of millions.
And that's publicly, like.
So what, yeah. So the total sovereign's grant is what is their payment every year. So they're paying, the people of the UK are paying for their sovereigns from the royal family.
Ridiculous.
So they're paying to have a government.
It's ridiculous.
You know, we shot everybody to have a government.
Yeah. Well, now
it's coming around again. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we're paying everyone again. Look at our taxes. They're
But it's funny that this is what they set up.
Yeah.
Like, that's a very British thing. Because what was the HEP or the hair or whatever? So when we hit, when we have sent, sold t-shirts in the UK, there's like a hair HEP. I don't even remember what it's called. It's like 40% tax.
From outside goods?
Yeah.
Dang, we need that here.
And I apologize to the lady that bought the t-shirts. I'm like, you don't buy them. I told her not to buy them. She's like, no, I really want a t-shirt. All right. But you're paying so much, there's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, there's a tax coming from us for them?
They are paying the tax.
Yeah,
we aren't paying the tax.
No, we aren't, yeah.
But it's 40% whatever they buy.
That's insane. That's just stealing.
40%.
Well,
which we pay 40% of our...
I guess I kind of get it. Well, yeah, shoot. Our straight... Every dollar we earn, 40% of it goes to our government.
But they don't make anything themselves, so they're importing everything. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Our country's massive. We could make everything ourselves if we
but we don't. Ain't that weird? We export all of our manufacturing just about.
Anyway, so they get paid $86 million for the core family.
That's insane.
But, oh no, sorry, 86 million euros.
To do what?
$109 million.
To live an extremely lavish royal life in a giant castle to preside over
they
people?
They get an extra 51 or 65, okay, sorry, there's euros and dollars and I'm reading them backwards. They get an extra $65 million, which is for which is official for official travel, property maintenance, and operating costs.
To do what?
No, the 65 million is just to operate the house.
Right.
And they get 109 million for existing.
When do the UK citizens like realize it's going to be a lot cheaper and save them a lot of money if they just took these people out back and shot them all in the head?
Well, they don't have guns.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
You know, that's why they have to be sneakier about it in the US.
Yeah, I know. That's why they're slowly trying to take that away. Slowly.
Buy guns, please.
They're going to take away, your right to defend yourself, and then they're going
to
take...
North Carolina Brandon, I would love him to just start making firearms with the DW logo on them.
That'd be awesome. A Wilbur special. Or a Daniel blunderbuss.
I would love a blunderbuss.
Yeah.
I almost bought one time. It wasn't... They said it wasn't, quote-unquote, functional. I would have probably killed myself with it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm going to try it.
I'll try it.
I just love something you can just throw forks and glass in.
Right in the front of it and just light it.
But you can make one too.
Oh, yeah, you could, yeah.
If you get a thick enough steel pipe.
Yeah.
And the fuse hole, I mean, it is just a cannon you're holding on to.
Yeah, that's all it is. It doesn't
come back and slam into you.
Oh, we should build
A mortar. It's just a mortar you can carry around.
A what?
A mortar.
Oh, like a missile launcher?
No. Well, kind of. You know what? A mortar is like, you know, a cannon you aim right at the target, you know, a little bit up. A mortar you point up and they have the bigger arc.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
So a mortar is good for walls.
Right. It's like a trebuchet, but like in cannon form.
Yeah. So a mortar is used to go over walls. A cannon is used to go through.
Through them. Yep. Punch holes.
Yeah. So it matters what you're trying to accomplish.
The end goal.
Now, we talked about starting that billionaire festival. I think we really need to buy the property right next to Bohemian Grove for it, though.
That'd be fun.
Like the next ridge over.
Yeah.
Is the exact opposite. Bunch of poor people to get together, and we burn an quote-unquote effigy of a billionaire.
Bill Gates.
An effigy of some... And maybe
an effigy somebody of Bill accidentally Gates.
Ends up in the head of or said maybe, effigy.
Right. Well, I don't want to actually murder...
Accidents happen.
But yeah, that's different.
Accidents.
If Bill Gates got curious and, you know, showed up, and, you know, and didn't send like spy drones or mosquitoes with cameras in them or whatever technology has, or inject some kid with some chemical and then send him in there after you, you know, we shoot him up right in the kid's arms. We just inject it straight into their arms.
They'll be okay.
That's Bill Gates, my impression of him. When he said that during a live interview at a conference, it might have been at the World Economic Forum. I can't remember. Evil human. He's an evil human. I wish another... The only time I liked PETA was when they took a pie and they smashed it right in his face in public.
I hate PETA.
Immediately after that, somehow all the news coverage of Bill Gates immediately flipped about how an amazing philanthropist he is and how charitable he is, and his foundation is so positive. Immediately after
did
that.
Did he buy PETA immediately?
No. They weren't posting that stuff, just media in general. Oh. But before, like, all the coverage, you know, 100% wasn't always positive about him. Obviously, PETA found out how evil he is. And they enough to where they went to smash a pie in his face in public, which was amazing. And he probably cried. It probably hurt him really, really bad, too.
Back to the royal family.
Oh, yeah.
We've done a lot on Bill Gates.
Oh, sorry. He just seems to... You know, when he puts his fingers and everything, he comes up.
No, I think it's really funny. Now, America now, you know, we're getting to have the high tax rates and all that. And it's... I really do think... So, I've talked about it before. Daniel here. I was talking about it before about... The countries only normally make it about 250 years before complete, like, infrastructure flipping.
Mm-hmm.
And we're 249 years old.
And it's an election year.
Yeah, so it's like...
Not that matters.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
Right? The unease... And as the U.S. as a country is too big, in my opinion, for, as in, beliefs to be governed by.
Yeah, it can't under one
why
thing.
Why should I, in Ohio... have the same religious, the same values, the same morals? Because as a person in Southern California,
right,
we're completely different. So why do we have to vote on the same thing?
Right, exactly.
We shouldn't agree because we're different people.
Living different lives.
Yeah, different lifestyles. You know, mm-hmm. The Midwest, you'd probably chop the country up into five, and all five would still be giant powerhouses in the world.
Yeah, 100%. 100% they would.
But... Anyways.
What would the five be? You got your West Coast.
The Midwest, the Atlantic, the South.
You'd almost have to go like, yeah, Midwest, South, the Atlantic, Northeast.
The Pacific, West.
And then, yeah, Pacific, Northwest, and then the Southwest.
California may be its own thing.
It would have to be. Because
the Pacific Northwest doesn't want anything to do with it, no, and the West doesn't want anything to do with it.
No, yeah. It'll be in the ocean here soon, I bet. Again.
Just shove it.
Like the old maps, it was in the ocean.
Yeah.
So maybe it's going to drift back out there. I don't... Who knows? That is weird, though, on the old maps. You ever seen that? California? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just this gigantic island off the northwest coast of the U.S. And it was called California.
Or maybe there was just an island there.
But the size of California.
Yeah. Well, there could be one there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe.
Because there used to be mammoths all out there.
But it's gone now.
Because they used to swim. You might have just seen a mammoth get in the ocean and just start swimming. They know it's there. You know what I mean? Like, they can smell it. They can sense it.
Yeah.
But you don't. It's 7-8 miles off the coast, and you're just seeing this hairy elephant just dive in the ocean and start swimming towards nothing.
They know. They know things.
Now, the royals, I don't know. It just... It's the greatest scheme ever. But I really think, I mean, that's why they hated America forever, is it was the first time the American Revolution was the first time a colony had ever fought back.
Yeah.
And then won.
And won, yeah.
And then the rest of the world was like, oh.
We can do this.
We didn't know that was an option.
Yeah.
Because they are, at that time, they were an overwhelming force, the strongest navy in the world. So when they arrived to take over a country, they used a huge amount of their forces to do it,
mm-hmm.
to show face.
Mm-hmm.
But when they were fighting a war and it spread out, and, you know, the French did help us in that at the end.
Right.
The French kind of, waited, kind of, who's going to win this?
Mm-hmm.
And once we started pushing it back, like, all right, we're neighbors with them. Let's put this nail in the coffin.
Right, yeah.
And they helped dramatically at the end. But the rest of the world, I mean, they started getting kicked out of Africa, Asia. I mean, they were running several massive continents.
Right. Oh, yeah. Just think of the psychological manipulation, though, too, of everyone they ruled over. Like, look at the royal, like, guards and stuff that stand and, like, you know, at such attention to defend this family in this castle that's built off the backs of everyday normal people, you know, taxing them to death. And just these people are just will defend them like it's because it is their job. They got them indoctrinated. They got a whole country indoctrinated to make these people feel like they're superior, like they're special, but they're not. They're not superior. We're special. Everyday normal people are superior to themselves, I guess. They're superior to the inbred royals. They're sick.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.